So my first question for you is, how has COVID-19 affected your beliefs and your faith?
I don't think it has really to a point. I'd say my faith has more affected my thoughts on COVID-19.
Wow, that is pretty profound. But it makes sense. And then, kind of in a similar light, is your religious community, are you all still gathering? And how has the pandemic changed your participation with your community?
We're not gathering in person anymore. So no church on Sundays, no school, none of that.
Right.
We do have church on Sundays that is like live streamed to everybody. It's sent out on Facebook, so most everybody's still going to mass. So that's been one of the changes. Some of the nuns, they're holding virtual rosary and like prayer group, like Zoom prayer groups and things like that. So they're still trying to be connected as much as we can. But definitely some technical changes for sure.
Yeah, see, that makes sense. And that's good to know. And then has the community, so you mentioned that there's a lot of online efforts. Is there anything to help out those who really need help during the pandemic, or, and if so, is there what's happened that you've seen?
Sure. Well, I know first and foremost, like the church office has been calling all of the parishioners, just checking in on everybody, seeing what they need. They called my house, didn't know what's happening, just out of the blue. So that was nice.
Yeah.
So they have some sort of outreach like that, just on the service level. And I know there's been some food drives linked up with St. Vincent de Paul that we've been getting behind to raise food. And donate other materials for the healthcare workers and whatnot, like masks, gloves, hand sanitizer, anything people can spare. But I know there's been some donation drives and things like that.
All right, well, that makes sense. Glad to hear of all that that's going on. And that's all I have for you, so I appreciate your time. And
Not a problem.
yeah, stay safe and all that.
You too, brother.
All right, thanks.